This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number, should you wish to join us and bring up anything that you want to talk about, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
Welcome to the program here. Nobody's got the night off, so Bonnie, you're sitting in for him, so thanks for that.
Is this a new thing, or?
No, he asked for the night off.
Oh, okay.
He's going on a date.
Oh. So, you
know. I didn't know if we could say.
He didn't say we couldn't say. Good for him. So you can bring up anything that you want here, of course. Chris, you saw something in the news that you wanted to talk about with the latest on John McAfee. The eccentric software magnate who has been traveling around the world in his boat trying to avoid the American government's iron fist. And unfortunately, the Spanish government snatched him up like most of a year ago, I think it was. And they've been holding him ever since for an extradition hearing. And that was based on IRS-related charges for, you know, not filing taxes, among, I think, some other charge, if I recall correctly.
I didn't quite understand where he would be obligated to pay taxes in Spain.
Oh, no. He's, he was from the United States.
Right. That's why I was not quite sure where his tax obligations were.
I don't think he was in Spain, except for...
Oh, he was just arrested in Spain?
Yeah.
Oh. And then extradition
at the behest of the United States,
presumably. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So he's been in a prison in Spain waiting extradition hearings.
It's been a long time since he was arrested, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's been more than a year, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's been less than a year, but it definitely happened within the last year or so.
So this is just about the taxes? This isn't the murder?
No, the murder was years ago. That was like Bailey's.
Oh.
Accusation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing proven.
He was never convicted or anything.
I wasn't charged, as far as I know.
He wasn't even charged?
I don't even know if he was charged.
He's an interesting character, John McAfee, and he really is a character. I don't know if you guys follow him at all. I do. I follow him on social media. He's got a Twitter that's very active.
Don't follow him, but I mean, I certainly have followed the news about him.
Yeah.
I followed him on Facebook in 2016. I liked him back then.
Even, he's still been posting from inside prison.
He's so entertaining, to say the least.
He's super entertaining. And I will pull up his profile just so we can share. I can share with you some of the things he writes, because his prison posts are really entertaining. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But what's in the news about John McAfee? Remember, this is the guy who said he would. Well, I'm not going to say what he would eat, but he would eat one of his own body parts on the air, like on television,
yep,
if Bitcoin didn't hit $500,000 by the end of, I think, 2020.
Oh, my God.
He also tried to run for president, too, after being like...
More than once.
Yeah, after the murder thing happened, it was like... And he's open about drug use and, like, some pretty hard stuff, too. So
yeah, very open about that.
Yeah. It's like, how do you think you're going to get elected? And it's like, I'm half of rooting for you, but at the same time, I know you're a liar, and I know you're not really a libertarian.
Yeah, that's the problem with him, right? It's like, he's this really interesting guy, but at the same time, all you got to do is pay him $100,000, and he'll pimp your coin for you. And
right.
He doesn't care anything about what the coin is, whether it's a scam or whatever. As long as you pay him $100,000, he'll tweet about it.
I still would have taken him over Gary Johnson in 2016.
Oh, as far as presidential candidates? Absolutely.
I mean, he couldn't have been any worse than Trump or Biden, right?
John McAfee would have been super entertaining. I mean, if they could have gotten John McAfee into a debate,
definitely.
I mean, that would have been amazing. But unfortunately, the Libertarian Party is...
I could just see Trump and, like, Trump and McAfee debating.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been. I mean, talk about entertaining. The two of them are just... Yeah.
I think the Vermin Supreme is, like, the more libertarian version of John McAfee.
Yeah, and I really liked Vermin Supreme in the last in the 2020 election. I thought that he was really putting the effort in and being very, he was very libertarian. I think a lot of people thought he wasn't really that libertarian.
Well, I mean, then, he plays a part, so it's I understand that it's kind of hard to get your head around what he's doing, but.
And he's doing an amazing job. Yeah, I mean, he's still out there. Of course, both of these guys are still out there. So what's the news with John McAfee? Yeah.
So Reuters' title of the story is Antivirus Software Pioneer McAfee Charged by U.S. with Cryptocurrency Fraud. So John McAfee, the antivirus software pioneer whose former company still bears his name, has been indicted
which he's not involved with.
Right, on fraud. And I'm sure the company is not too happy about all right. the news as in recent years. Because he kind of went away for 20-something years and then kind of popped out of the blue and started, like, being a social pariah. And I don't know that he wasn't before, but he wasn't in the news, so... has been indicted on fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges stemming from two cryptocurrency schemes. It's an interesting choice of words, scheme. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday, authorities accused McAfee and his bodyguard, Jimmy Gale Watson Jr. And I never understood this. Like, what does his bodyguard have to do with any of it?
I don't know. His bodyguard is there with him all the time.
You know what's interesting about this guy is that he is, but it's interesting because like it seems like there's a lot of stories, and every time you know McAfee's mentioned something about his bodyguard, is this like is there something more to this you know bodyguard than you know
he must have more than one because the guy we met was named John as well, so okay. His bodyguard was also John.
You met one of his. Bodyguards?
Yeah, we met John McAfee several years ago. Actually, he's been on Free Talk Live, I think, twice. I'm pretty sure we had him on from Anarcopolco and another crypto conference. I don't know if it was the Texas Bitcoin conference or where it was, but, you know, we've been to several of these crypto conferences over the years, and so is, oh, no, maybe it was D10E out in California. Anyway, yeah, we've definitely interviewed him, and he always has this bodyguard with him, and I actually interviewed his bodyguard once just because I thought he was really interesting. You know, the life of the bodyguard of John McAfee is an interesting life.
I can only imagine.
But the guy you mentioned, it doesn't ring a bell, the name you mentioned as far as his bodyguard.
Yeah, Jimmy Gale Watson Jr.
Yeah, the guy that was his bodyguard was actually about as old as John. Like he was also in his like early 70s or late 60s at the time. But he was in good shape for, you know, an older man. And dude knew his stuff. Like, it was interesting.
So he's basically being accused of exploiting his Twitter followers.
Oh, so it was what I was talking about, where you pay him $100,000
and
you just piss your
the accusation. Crypto. Yep, exactly. The accusation is basically he's artificially inflating the price of altcoins through so-called pump and dump scheme. And
how is that illegal?
He's endorsing them with his words. It's freedom of speech.
I mean, yeah. I certainly agree with what you guys are saying.
It's not insider trading, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would think that's what they're basically accusing him of, but you're right. It's not a company, so.
Yeah.
But I guess the same thing applies to securities, and they're considering it a security, therefore, same thing?
Yes, that's the thing. I don't know.
I don't know the law in this area at all, so. Well, this is what he's being accused of. Concealing payments McAfee received from startup businesses to promote initial coin. So I guess he's being, maybe it would have been okay for him to, maybe I kind of follow it. So basically, and you actually probably are more familiar with the law on this. So the issue sounds like if he had said that he was being paid to promote it, it wouldn't have been a problem. But because he didn't say that he was being paid to promote it, it was a problem. So
dude advertises on his Twitter that you can pay him $100,000 and he'll pimp your crypto for him.
Right.
How is that any different than us talking about Dash or, you know, Bitcoin Cash or whatever here on Free Talk Live? I mean, we're a commercial radio show.
Right, right.
Well, so, that's what they do to Kim Kardashian. Like, if she has an endorsement from some company, like teas that are supposed to make you skinny or something, and she talks about them on her Instagram, she legally has to put that this is an ad or, like, hashtag
really?
Ad.
That is the case for at least the UK, I know, but I don't know about the United States.
The United States
is more, you know, lenient in that regard.
Well, Kim lives in California.
603-283-6160 is the number here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. Well, there's cover your ass, and then there's what you have to do
right.
at the bare minimum legally.
There's
more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm sure we're 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here. There is something definitely going on. There we go. Solved it. Sorry about that. Welcome to the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Chris.
Talking about John McAfee, the software tycoon, the enigmatic tycoon, John McAfee. You might have heard of him. He's a pretty interesting character. He's lived a pretty wild lifestyle. And apparently the federal government now charging him with more crimes, alleged crimes. They also went after him for tax evasion last year. They're still trying to get him extradited from Spain to face those charges.
You know, you have to really wonder, like, what did they expect to get out of the guy? He's 75 years old,
yeah.
Right? Like,
he's expecting to die just waiting for trial at this point.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
But that's just how vindictive and how evil the federal government is. They're going after an elderly man, and they want to put him away for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because even on a light sentence for all the charges he's facing, it would be likely several years behind bars.
Yeah, you know,
and he's 75.
I wonder if he's released on bail.
No. He is inside a Spanish prison right now. In fact, he's tweeting. Actually, it's been a couple weeks, which is unusual for him. Normally, he's tweeting at least, you know, once every couple days or once a day. Let me share a couple of his recent tweets for you. They're pretty entertaining. Says, a man, this is his most recent one, February 18th, posted, a man in the prison yard talks to himself a lot. He said he was talking to aliens. They told him the beginning of the end would start March 3rd. Nonsense. It began years ago when we turned technology against ourselves. Though, I marked my calendar, just in case.
Well, March 3rd, wasn't that supposed to be the day that Trump was...
No, that was March 4th. That was supposed to be yesterday. By the way, did Trump take office yesterday? Did anybody hear that?
No.
No, I didn't hear that either. He goes on, and some of them are kind of introspective and a little deep, like this one.
Well, now it's a secret thing, right? Like he secretly
running the country.
Yeah, secretly running the country.
I haven't heard
but it
wouldn't surprise me if they made that claim.
Well, I'm assuming that's what they're saying, probably.
Right,
because
they have to have
whatever.
An excuse.
Right, yeah.
They have to have an excuse for the cult members as
Absolutely.
To why the dear leader didn't regain his seat of power. So here's another one from John McAfee. He says, my life's conflict stemmed from one source. My best friend and my worst enemy were both myself. Another post. I have a new cellmate. In 3 days, using boxes, string, and toothpaste for glue, he's built bookcases, holders, and a host of other things. If we turned this effer loose in a hardware store, I think we'd have a teleporter in short order. He says, I don't mind being locked up as much as the company I'm locked up with. For example, a young friend I met is here for cutting his father's throat, but he doesn't remember it. I can only hope he doesn't remember to cut mine for some reason. So some of them are funny. Some of them are, you know, reflective and sad, just sort of looking back at his life. And some of them he talks about the government. He says, our government has become complex and extravagant. It has become distinct from and independent of the people. Our democracy has become a struggle of ideals rather than actualities. None of us truly understand where our votes will lead. He says, for most of my life, I sought permanency in relationship, security, happiness, contentment. Yet reality in all cases eventually brought disappointment. From relationship to relationship, situation to situation, I discovered that the only permanent thing in life is change. Hmm. So,
is
recommend.
Is he not doing good with his wife? That's sad.
No. I think he's doing okay with her, the most the current wife. She's, I believe, the one who's actually posting these things to Twitter on his behalf. But I could be wrong about that. Anyway, those are some excerpts for you from, and it's been going on for months now, so if you want to read John McAfee's, essentially his prison tweets, they're pretty interesting. So, Chris, you were telling us he's being charged with securities fraud for using his Twitter account.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
So,
more.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a statement, as alleged, McAfee and Watson exploited a widely used social media platform and enthusiasm among investors in the emerging cryptocurrency market to make millions through lies and deception. Yeah, it's probably a fair statement to some degree. Lawyers for McAfee could not immediately be identified McAfee is being detained in Spain following his arrest there on tax evasion charges announced in October. So, okay,
October? God, October. It seems like longer than that.
It does, doesn't it? Watson said Watson was arrested on Thursday night in Texas.
So they got his bodyguard.
Yeah, they got the bodyguard, apparently. Watson's attorney, and I bet you a bodyguard gets out sooner than McAfee because
he's
arrested in the United States and there won't be any extradition to deal with. And I wonder if he even gets released on bail, whereas McAfee has to sit in a prison cell because
that's a good question.
He's at flight risk.
Did it say the charges for the bodyguard? Because that's weird.
Sounded similar.
I think it sounds like they're the same.
They said they worked as like a team.
Yeah. It's interesting because you think, like, what did he do? What did the bodyguard do? Like, you know, it's
maybe he's got a big following. I don't know.
Does he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But, like, you would think that it would be the person who tweeted, not their bodyguard.
What's his bodyguard's name?
I mean, did the bodyguard do his support or something? Was his bodyguard, like, typing because McAfee doesn't know how to use a computer? I mean, I don't even...
It could be.
Like, well, that's crazy because he wrote the software. Didn't he write the McAfee antivirus software originally?
The bodyguard?
No! McAfee! Like, it would be funny if the bodyguard had to type in the computer for McAfee because he didn't know how to use his computer because, I don't know, like, he hasn't used a computer in the last 25 years or something?
He's getting old.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems so weird. Watson's attorney, Arnold Spencer, said in a statement, Jimmy Watson is a decorated veteran and former Navy SEAL.
They would never tell a lie.
I know, right? He fought for... Now, mind you, you're talking about... I presume at some point he murdered somebody. So, like, you're literally talking about a murderer here.
Well, now, there's no evidence of that, right?
I mean, no, but he's coming out as a Navy, and usually, you know, you're being paid to kill people.
Oh, you're saying as a military?
Yeah,
You thought he meant in Belize?
Yeah.
No. I'm not talking about McAfee. We're talking about his attorney statement. Well, the attorney said for the bodyguard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the bodyguard is the former Navy SEAL. He fought for other people's rights and liberties. And he is entitled. See, I would disagree with that. But
yeah, he just wanted a Dodge Charger.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just propaganda.
Yeah, it's money. He's working for money. Let's be honest. And he is entitled to and looks forward to his day in court to exercise some of those very rights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Both also faced civil charges by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which in October accused McAfee of concealing more than $23 million he made from boosting 7 cryptocurrencies offerings on Twitter. In the cryptocurrency cases, authorities said McAfee touted assets including Verge, Redcoin, and Dogecoin as part of Dogecoin. As part of a coin of the day or coin of the week tweet from around December 2017 through February 2018. I mean, doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that what every one of the exchanges basically do? You're paying them to be on the exchange.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So how does this differ from...
If it does go to court, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
If they manage to get McAfee out of a prison cell in the next 5 years and
before
he's still
died,
alive, prison is not the best place for an elderly gentleman.
No, right? Definitely not.
I mean, it's not the best place for anybody, but if you're a little bit more frail, it's even worse. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on John McAfee facing extra charges.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminding everyone.
By one analysis, the Democrats' extra cash bonus for laid-off workers who stay home will result in more than 60% of workers earning more money by staying home than they'd earn from returning to work. What a great idea. This isn't state unemployment insurance. It's borrowing from our kids and grandkids to pay yet an additional cash bonus for not working.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is ordering the judge overseeing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to reconsider a third-degree murder charge. Chauvin faces manslaughter and second-degree murder charges in the trial that is scheduled to start Monday as he's accused of killing George Floyd. The Chauvin trial could be delayed if the defense appeals the decision to the state Supreme Court. USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will be returning to service. They were among the first transit lines to stop last spring as the city shut down amid the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here. Were you a follower of John McAfee and you actually did what he told you, you know, what he suggested that you do?
No.
If you were and you want to call in, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. Or maybe you're a critic of McAfee. This is an interesting character. I mean, he's a fascinating guy. We've interviewed him here on Free Talk Live, and he's always entertaining. Now, whether or not he's being honest with you is a whole other question.
I mean, you know what the crazy thing about this is? Like, every single one of these people who invested probably have already been aware of the fact that they were lying to him. But they knew that his advocating for it was going to result in the increase in the value of it, and therefore they bought in, which increased the value of it, and then they sold. Yeah, and then they sold. And it's like, yeah, some of those people got out at the wrong time. But you know what? They gambled. Like, I mean, that's what it was. They were literally gambling with it, right? So how can you really blame that on John McAfee?
Well, I don't blame John McAfee as far as I feel like saying whatever he wants to say should be legal. I mean, to say that it should be illegal to engage in a pump and dump scheme, I disagree with that. I think that freedom of speech is pretty clear, and I don't think there should be exceptions to it. Now, you know, if you want to say, oh, well, what about threatening somebody? Okay. I mean, I could kind of understand that one.
I think that's more of a liability, sort of like a liability thing. Like, if somebody threatens you and they're in front of you and they look like they're going
to
kill you, then
you have a right to defend yourself.
And the liability is effectively you could die because somebody defends themselves against you.
Correct.
But
and I think that solves itself.
Right.
Itself. But as far as saying anything else,
bribing, like bribing and blackmailing from like another place, like if they're not in the same room as you could
do. Should blackmail be illegal?
I don't know.
I don't think it should.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that I think is like there's a line that's like you know what's how I kind of feel about this is it's like if it's on the internet, I don't care. And it's like it's you know there's some responsibility, you know, like being an adult or you know just you know, growing up to some degree, you know, you got to learn these things. And if you don't, you know, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's one of these things. It's just like, you know, you can't control, like there's only so much the government can do, you know, to protect you. Right. If you go and you do stupid things, okay. You know, you got to take responsibility.
Well, that's just it. Like, I mean, a blackmailer is just somebody who's come across information about something you did usually that you don't want people to know about. Because you did something you're embarrassed about or whatever, right? Like there's some sort of black mark on your past.
Not
and
always.
A blackmailer.
Sometimes it's more of a societal thing which you had never had any control over in the first place, but sure.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But generally the blackmailer comes across information
and
is willing to deal that information and or withhold from dealing that information in return for a payment. I mean, that just seems, it's a scummy thing to do.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that everything that's scummy should be illegal.
Right.
Well, I don't really think that there should be, like, a government that has laws, so I guess I wouldn't say it should be illegal, but I definitely think it's totally immoral.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, thinking something is immoral, but it shouldn't be illegal, right? Like,
right.
There's lots of things I think are immoral, but I don't necessarily think that it should be a crime to, you know, do those immoral things.
Exactly. And let the market decide, let individuals decide how to handle these situations. You've got more from the story.
I do, a little bit.
Actually, so we're talking about John McAfee being charged with so-called securities fraud for using his Twitter account to promote cryptocurrencies and then sell them.
Right, and we were trying to figure out earlier, in the last part of the show, how it becomes securities fraud. Well, it turns out, apparently, he is the CEO behind a company that trades cryptocurrency, basically.
Oh.
Publicly traded cryptocurrency company is how it's described. So,
really? Does it say which?
I'll read the whole little section here.
Okay.
Authorities said McAfee held himself up as an expert on cybersecurity and cryptocurrency through his tweets, speeches, and his role as a CEO of a publicly traded cryptocurrency company.
Right.
I don't know what the company is. They also accused him of telling followers he had no stake in the coins, even as he touted how they will change the world. So it doesn't say. But some sort of cryptocurrency company. I bet you if you search John McAfee cryptocurrency company, it will come up, though, in a search. I'm not at a computer here, so it's a little bit harder for me to find that, but maybe you can, Ian.
I'm confused. It's worse that he was advertising these things because he makes himself look like a professional, but isn't that still on the other people's... It's still the other
Buyer
people's
beware
fault. Yeah.
To know who they're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're making an investment, right? Like, of all things, this is definitely, I think, a buyer beware situation. It's just... It's like... I mean, I can understand if somebody is, like, coming to your door and somehow manages to deceive you or defraud you. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, maybe that's not all on you, but, like, when you're investing in something, you're literally going out of the way to take risks, and thus you have more responsibility, you know, to make sure that you're not doing something stupid, and just to protect yourself. And maybe that means, you know, seeking professional advice. Maybe that means, you know, doing research into, I don't know, the people that you're going to be doing business with, or, you know, the company, you know, that they're shilling your product or service or, you know, in this case, cryptocurrency, maybe.
According to the Wikipedia on John McAfee, his most recent business venture at least as listed here, was in August of 2018. He took a position as CEO with LuxCor, a cryptocurrency company focused on enterprise solutions, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, here's the thing. He probably was at most a figurehead slash advisor in any practical sense.
Yeah.
I suspect he had no real involvement in the company.
Could be. Sounds like the kind of deal he would want.
Yeah, and just, I mean, knowing his publicity, I mean, this is effectively what he's selling. He's selling his fame.
His name.
Yeah, his name.
Yeah.
So... it's hard to believe what the government is effectively saying about him.
Well, now wait a minute. What part is hard to believe?
That he used his position as CEO. I mean, we didn't even know he was a CEO of a company, right?
Like, that's not what people were trading on. I mean, they were trading on his fame.
Right.
They
absolutely
were trading on him being a CEO.
But the government in the story alluded to that this is. This is something he was trading
on. To make himself look more legit.
Right, but it seems a bit fabricated or unreal.
So that I would say just put that whole thing aside.
Yeah.
What they're looking at here, and according to the indictment, obviously an indictment is one-sided. It's,
right.
It's the federal government's position on what allegedly happened in a situation.
It's always full of lies. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, but some of it's provable, right? Like some of the things they're going to
presumably there's elements
here,
of it.
Yeah, there's going to be some evidence, like including his tweets, which are probably still there if you want to go back and look at them.
I mean, can you connect those tweets to him? I don't know.
But. Well, it's everybody knows that it's his account. I mean,
his account doesn't necessarily mean he's the one who tweeted.
True, and maybe that'll be an argument that he
tries
to make.
Lots of, and here's the thing: a lot of people may not know, but there even people who are not. How do I say this? You know, big and famous as McAfee have other people who tweet on their
behalf. That's true.
Companies hire people, small companies hire third parties to tweet on their behalf or the behalf of executives and things all the time.
No doubt, and that may be one of his arguments. I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if you were on that episode of Aria's show at the time, but she had had a conversation, quote-unquote conversation with John McAfee, who messaged her
the night.
One night to pitch some sort of coin to her or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a weird verified Twitter account or something too, I think.
It was his Facebook account, but the way he was acting didn't make it seem like it was actually John McAfee. So she believed that John McAfee had some, you know, kid or whatever, somebody who was hired to tweet on his behalf doing that. So that may be one of the arguments that he ends up making. It's like, well, prove this was me.
Yeah.
Prove this was my account. But that said, given, you know, that presuming that it is his account.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good chance that he is actually behind that Twitter account.
I wouldn't doubt that he has his name on that Twitter account, but whether or not, you know, he made every one of those posts, I'd be highly doubtful that he did.
Maybe. Well, I guarantee you he was getting money. If there was somebody else making the post, McAfee was telling him to post. McAfee was the one being paid and then
paying
some kid to post on his
Again,
on
the
Twitter.
Question is, to what degree did he have control over the person posting? Was it more of a general thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
This type of content? Or
let's
was it
get into
specific?
What actually allegedly happened here, which, you know, if you've followed McAfee for any short period of time, you're not going to find this unbelievable. So I'll tell what they've got. 603-283-6160. We'll get into the details of the story. It's pretty interesting.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle metal market are compelling. But investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Watch it, Ian. You might get charged with a security fraud here.
In case it wasn't clear that they're an advertiser of ours. Now, in the case of Bitcoin.com, they're a long-time advertiser, and they've been one of our longest-running, maybe the longest-running sponsor here on Free Talk Live. So thank you to Bitcoin.com. It's a place where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, and they'll tell you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there. You get the basics on those, and you can click Get Started to do that at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto, then you probably want to see their news headlines. Get over to news.bitcoin.com. They got them there every single day, and they're fresh over at news.bitcoin.com. So, John McAfee being charged now with more alleged crimes. Again, I don't think John's actually been charged with a real crime here. He's not been charged with actually harming another human being. He's not been charged with murder or rape or, you know, arson or property destruction or anything like that. He was charged with not paying taxes. Well, I consider that to be heroic.
Definitely not. That's not really not a crime. I mean, that's somebody to be looking up to as an example, right, as a leader in, you know, peaceful resistance.
Exactly. And now what he's being charged with, securities so-called fraud, I don't think these crimes should exist. Quote-unquote crimes. Again, no victim, no crime. If you go online and you read somebody's Twitter and that person says, buy Dogecoin... and you buy Dogecoin and then the price of Dogecoin goes down, you don't get to blame the person on Twitter.
Yeah, but he's such a professional.
Well, that's the thing.
Give me a break.
It's easy for people to accept the advice of a so-called expert. But when you do that, you're still choosing to accept the expert's advice.
And the thing is, I mean, you have to remember, these people weren't paying him for, you know, so-called expert advice either.
Like, that's true.
Like, I could understand that there was some obligation, you know, if you know, McAfee was being paid by these individuals. But that wasn't what was going on here.
That's true. He was just posting to a Twitter account. So let me get into the allegations here of the case. I've got pulled up the indictment. It's a 20-page long indictment. He's facing, let's see, what counts is he facing here? I don't even know if it says yet. We'll get to that. So he's facing probably more than one count would be my guess. The parties involved here include the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and John David McAfee and his associate Jimmy Gale Watson, his bodyguard. They're saying that McAfee on his Twitter touted his recommendations as deeply researched, selected without bias from the vast majority of inferior digital assets and long-term values to investors. He stated that he had no position in the coins he recommended or endorsed. And that's where things get a little sticky here, because if indeed it was John McAfee making these posts to the John McAfee, I think it's called official John McAfee account on Twitter, if it was indeed John McAfee posting these things, or allowing or knowledgeably, you know, that knowing that these things were being posted in his name, and he was in fact telling a lie, when in point of fact he did have holdings in the cryptos in question, then what he's doing is he is committing fraud, no doubt about it. He is being, you know, a very dishonest individual, but then again, that's what you should expect from John McAfee.
Yeah, I mean, this is like one of these things that's like, I mean, this guy is a known liar. I mean, like this is kind of like what he does. Yes. And everybody knows it. And it's not like,
well, apparently everybody doesn't know it. Now, it's not fair to say that everybody knows John McAfee's a liar.
You can try and suggest. You can try and go into a courtroom and get people who have never heard of John McAfee, you know,
that's
and
you
can convince them, you know, that he was committing fraud or whatever. But it's like, it's such a stretch given all the surrounding circumstances for anybody who follows cryptocurrency.
Well, if you know John McAfee or you've paid enough attention to his words, and there's what a person says and then there's their actions. Right. And if you paid attention to John McAfee's actions compared to his words, he almost never matches up. He's always got some sort of project that he's working on.
Even if you don't follow him, you know this. That's the crazy thing. I knew it. I don't follow him. I've never listened to his, you know, subscribed to his Twitter feed or whatever it is.
You're a tech guy. I mean, you're in the tech field. If you're somebody,
I glanced at a few headlines. Come on.
Okay. In 2016, I always was waiting for his cell phone to come out.
Was it like a privacy cell phone or something?
Yeah, I didn't really care about that. I was just like, oh, that's cool. If it's John McAfee's, then I'll get that for my next phone.
But it
never
came out.
No, he never made it.
And here's the other thing. Who is trading cryptocurrency? It's the tech people.
Yes, it is.
So I have a hard time buying into this, you know, prosecutor's, like, argument here.
Well, for example, they say on or around December 15th, with respect to an endorsed digital asset, McAfee, by public tweet on his @official McAfee account, denied owning any of the digital asset he had endorsed and further disclaimed having any ulterior motive. Similarly, on or around December 20th, McAfee issued a tweet through that account indicating that, quote, most of the 2,000 coins are trash or scams. I've read every white paper. Obvious lie.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wonder, is this, you know, this guy is such a liar that it's like, I don't know if trolling or, like, there's a word for it. I'm lacking it at the moment, sarcasm.
This isn't sarcasm.
But he's definitely
satire?
Doing satire. That might be the right word. Satire.
As a satire of himself, basically.
Yeah.
But
doesn't it come off to you as kind of like satire?
No. It comes off as this big mouth liar on the internet, and it's amazing.
But he does it so frequently, and everybody knows it, so how can that not be like satire?
He's like the successful version of JP. I mean, there's this guy locally who is a known liar,
right?
And he's a great activist, right?
Yeah,
like, JP is a great cop block activist. He will go out, and he will block the police like no other. but you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. And John Acty's exactly the same way. He's just really successful.
He's like the libertarian Kanye.
Except I think with McAfee, the difference, though, I think, between JP and McAfee is I don't think JP knows he's telling lies. I think he's just like a pathological liar. McAfee, he might be lying to deceive. Now, let me continue with this statement. So, after saying he's read every white paper.
I mean, come on, there's thousands of white papers. How can he possibly anybody believe this?
It's unbelievable on its face.
It's so ridiculous. It cannot possibly be what they're accusing him of.
The few I'm connected to, I will tell.
Let me continue. Reading the Onion and believing what the Onion says.
Let me keep going with this statement. So after claiming he's read every white paper, he goes on to say, "The few I'm connected to, I will tell you. The rest I have no position in. These coins will change the world. You can support that change." In an interview on or around December 22nd of 2017, he reaffirmed his purported lack of bias, saying, quote, "If I say this is a great coin and nothing else, I promise you I don't own any of it." Well, why would he think... if McAfee says it's a great coin... And he really believed what he was saying. He should own it.
Right?
Like, this is the best coin.
This is the problem with the accusation that he was committing some sort of fraud or whatever. Like, he's saying he's doing the exact opposite. He's saying one thing and then he's doing something else. It's like, it doesn't add up. Like, anybody should be able to see it.
He's lying.
Even a really dumb person should be able to see right through this.
I don't know, man. You're giving people too much credit here. He is a purported expert. He is a technological wizard, right? Like, he's a pretty smart guy, right? Like, he comes off as knowing his stuff when it comes to security, when it comes to cryptocurrency. He comes off as an expert.
Now, I don't think he comes off as an expert within the area and within the following of people that he has.
I don't think
the people who are following him actually believe that he's an expert in anything that he's viewing.
Well, I guarantee you, they'll find somebody to testify.
I'm sure, because they're not going to get a bunch of on a jury. I'm sure they're going to be able to get a bunch of non-technical people on a jury to convict. But, you know, that's not the people who are following him on Twitter.
Wait, so did Arya buy any of the coin when he was texting her?
Of course not.
Arya knew that it wasn't even John McAfee who was texting her.
Well, now she could have cashed in on the lawsuit, I mean.
Well, I don't know how you would cash in. How would you cash in on a lawsuit?
It's not a lawsuit. It's a criminal.
Yeah, he's criminal case.
Oh, I thought it was the people are going to get money for getting scammed.
Who got scammed?
No, there's no victims. I see what you're saying. You think it's going to be like a class action.
Yeah, that's the word I was like.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen here. If anybody gets any money, it'll be the federal government.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to extract fines from him.
I don't think Arya would take that anyway.
Well, I mean, hey, if the federal government, if somebody wants to send you money, then, take the money, I guess. But, in a court hearing, if you're in a case with a class action, I don't get involved usually if they send me something because it's usually like 50 cents. It's like, why would I even want to deal with this? But Matt, my roommate, he got a $10,000 class action settlement once.
Did he actually get the money?
Yeah.
That amount?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
What on earth?
He worked for Applebee's, and they had there was a situation with some of the employees and paychecks.
Oh, labor.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes, go ahead and take it. Yeah. Why not? So, 603-283-6160. I want to go on with more of his alleged quotes here. Just because he's so entertaining, it's such... Like you said, it seems obviously false, but he still shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be doing what he was alleged to be doing.
If people believe it, he's contradicting himself. How could you possibly do what he tells you when he's contradicting himself?
It's immoral, but it shouldn't be illegal.
I don't even think it's immoral. I think it's ridiculous.
This is free talk.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.